Right now, it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Laura Dane in Berkeley, California.
How are things in beautiful Berkeley?
Well, they're a little chilly. I just got back from Puerto Rico, so.
Yeah, I imagine. So you're feeling that horrible chill.
Yes. For me, it's chilly.
I understand. You people get soft, we know.
We are soft.
Well, welcome to the show, Laura. You're going to play our game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Laura's topic?
Hydra cookbooks. Jerry Seinfeld's wife is coming over.
Imitation may be the sincerest form of flattery, but highlighting and hitting cut and paste may be going too far. That's plagiarism, baby. This week, we read a great story about somebody claiming another's work as their own. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories of people trying to get credit for somebody else's work. Choose that real story. You'll get Carl Castle's voice on your very own home answering machine.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, here we go. First, let's hear from Mo Rocca.
When Rod and Sherry Calhoun moved into their dream house in Plano, Texas's pricey Tuscanyville development, they thought they were buying a piece of 16th century Italy. The 32,000 square foot villa, set in the middle of a sprawling quarter acre lot, was advertised as authentic Italian. Quote, "We felt like aristocrats," said Sherry. "The house had everything the royals had. A gift wrapping room, a remote control fireplace, and a six-lane bocce alley. I felt like I was in Florence." But on a trip to a shopping center in neighboring Richardson, they were shocked to find an Olive Garden restaurant that looked exactly like their villa. "When I walked in," said Sherry, "I was frankly disgusted. There were people in tank tops eating in our great room. Some lady was in my powder room cursing into her cell phone. I felt like shouting, 'Class up your act, people. When you're here, you're royal family.'" Mm-hmm. Indeed, it turned out the developer had illegally modeled all of Tuscanyville's homes on Olive Garden, Pizzeria Uno's, and White Castle outlets. Charges are pending.
A mansion in Plano, Texas that turns out to be a ripoff of a chain restaurant. Your next story of purloined material comes from Kerry O'Connor.
Mike Palmetti, a Colorado Republican turned budget-conscious Democrat, had begun a run for Congress using a stump speech noted by many for its wonderful turns of phrase. Alas for Palmetti, one of those people was Phil Johnson, film critic for a local alternative weekly. The speech sounded so familiar, like from the 2005 movie Casanova. Palmetti's, "I was a conservative. My conservatism was my most cherished possession, my gift from God, but it was taken from me," was so close to a line from the movie. If you take out conservative and put in virgin. And then Palmetti's, "A massive amount of spending can lead to confusion," spending replaced fornication. Palmetti is rethinking the race. "What can I say?" he said. "It's my girlfriend's favorite movie."
A political candidate's campaign is derailed when it's discovered he stole a speech from the movie Casanova. And your last story of false attribution comes from Roy Blunt, Jr.
"Surely few animals are less romantic than the ferret. But no matter how torridly human lovers entwine their loins, afterwards they need a topic of conversation. In the romance novel Shadow Bear by Cassie Edwards, that topic is black-footed ferrets. 'They are so named,' says Chief Shadow Bear to hot-blooded frontierswoman Shiona Bramlett after these two have known mutually ravenous passion in his teepee on a bed of pelts, because of their dark legs. 'They are small,' responds Shiona, 'weighing only about 2 pounds and measuring 2 feet from tip to tail. The lovers oddly far from coital tone as they go on and on exchanging facts about ferrets was explained by this week's revelation that the author lifted their pillow talk from an informative but far from bosom-heaving article in Defenders of Wildlife magazine. On romance novel blog sites, readers are saying they feel betrayed. So what do they want, footnotes?"
All right, here are your choices. From Mo Rocca, a developer in Texas is caught stealing his designs from Olive Garden and other chain restaurants. From Kerry O'Connor, a congressional candidate is caught stealing his speech from the movie, as unlikely as it may be, Casanova. And from Roy Blunt Jr., a romance novelist is caught lifting swaths of nature copy from a scientific magazine. Which of these is the real story of plagiarism in the news?
I'm going to have to go with the first one, the villa.
The villa that turned out to be an Olive Garden?
Olive Garden, but I'm crossing my fingers.
You're crossing it because you're not certain?
I'm not certain, and I really want Carl Castle on my answering machine.
All right. Can you give us some of your thinking? Can you work it out for us?
Of why I think that's the one?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just have a gut feeling.
Your gut feeling. All right, you're
going
to go
with it? That's how we do it in science.
All right. That's. No wonder everything's working out so well for you then. All right.
Yeah, really.
Ferrets have gut feelings.
That's true. I read that in a romance novel. They have gut feelings. All right, then. Your choice is Moe's Story of the Stolen Designs. Well, we are very fortunate, although the person we spoke to for the story is not, because he's the person whose material was stolen.
Oh.
To readers, I would have to imagine they were quite frustrated that these ferrets popped onto the scene. I can only imagine them flipping ahead through the pages looking for the next sex scene.
That was freelance journalist Paul Tolmay, who found his article about black-footed ferrets at the center of a hot plagiarism scandal involving Cassie Edwards' novel Shadow Bear. So I'm sorry, Laura, but as is obvious, you did not choose the right answer. You chose Moe's very convincing story. You have earned a point for Moe, which is great, but you did not win our prize. I'm sorry.
Oh, well.
It's too bad. But thank you so much for playing.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We ought to have some kind of consolation prize. I hate it.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. She was really nice.
She was really nice, and she really, I know, it's bad.
We'll send her a copy of the novel.
Exactly. Well, that'll make her feel a lot better.
Better than a ferret.